Truth News Network.
Jury trials are suspended in Milwaukee County. Traveling to one's own vacation home blocked in Michigan. Solo walks on the beach and in arrest. And stores are told what they may and may not sell, even out of the same inventory. And why? Well, that's the question. And it's time for some answers. Time for the truth. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
And your master of the facts is Dan Newman.
Oh my goodness. We have so many questions. We got to find some answers. That's what we're going to do here today, folks. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth News Network. I'm Dan Newman. Lockdown anger has just gotten started. Protesters shouted, "I want my life back," and held up signs with slogans such as "Protect constitutional rights," "Freedom isn't everything," "But without freedom, everything is nothing," and "Daddy, what is a kiss?" Police said on Twitter they had arrested more than 100 people. Some protesters tried to keep a distance from each other, sitting on the ground and wearing masks. But others clustered together. Like dozens of countries around the globe, strict guidelines have been enacted on public activity to slow transmission of COVID-19, imposing its lockdown on March 17th. The protesters handed out newspapers entitled "Democratic Resistance," which said the new coronavirus is an attempt to seize power by spreading fear. The papers quoted 127 doctors from around the world who questioned the need for strict lockdowns. A police spokesman said permission had been granted for a flyer distribution campaign, but authorities had not granted permission for a public demonstration. According to state emergency declarations, they said, "We are obliged to prevent such a gathering," a spokesman said, adding 180 police officers were on duty. A state court ruled earlier this month that people have the right to hold demonstrations if they adhere to social distancing rules after activists brought a case that argued that the lockdown breaches freedom of assembly. On Saturday, some protesters sat peacefully on the ground at a distance from each other, holding white roses in reference to the White Rose resistance movement against the Nazis in Germany. "We are here today to stand up for our opinion, for the protection of constitutional rights, for freedom, and above all, freedom of speech," said a woman holding a rose who gave her name only as Sandra. That's a compelling story, isn't it? But guess what? This story actually came from a German newspaper and is about the demonstrations and protests currently underway in Germany. That story eerily parallels what could easily be an exact story about the United States. Are there any ties there? There is so much of this type of protest going on around the world, it's hard to accept that each is about a specific nation's issues of addressing COVID-19 and its fallouts in each country. But in the case of Germany, it appears that the German people are taking plays from U.S. workers' playbooks on protest. Maybe it's just the opposite of that. Either way, citizens of at least these two countries are facing similar horrors at the hand of the virus. Or is it the fault of COVID-19? Here's a question we're all asking. Who is in control? If we only knew. Is it possible there is someone who is maybe not actually pulling those strings, but might be coordinating the pulling? Now, don't take this the wrong way. I'm not claiming there is any such coordination, nor is this a conspiracy theory, but in numerous countries around the world, folks, similar protests are underway for the same reasons, in the same ways. Let's be perfectly clear. I don't know of any of these protests that are actually protesting COVID-19. COVID-19 is not the culprit. There's no doubt it is the major player or players in all this. But the disease is not locking down the citizens of Germany, Hong Kong, Kiev, or the U.S. Protests are underway in India and Lebanon also. Protests have been ongoing in Colombia since November of 2019 against a range of proposed economic and political reforms. While they stopped in January of this year, following the outbreak of the coronavirus, they appear to have started once again. Since March 24th, Colombia has been under lockdown, first starting at city levels and expanding across the country. France has been under lockdown since March 17th to curb the spread of COVID-19, and amid the global health crisis, the news of riots in a Paris suburb that occurred on March 18th may have simply slipped under the radar. Paris has become accustomed to the yellow vest demonstrations, of which some turn violent. You've seen them on television. It was natural for those to morph into protest against France for lockdowns regarding the virus. Is it just a coincidence that all these countries, along with others, find themselves not only dealing with a health crisis, but a crisis that involves their citizens protesting? Sometimes protests turn violent as a result of their government's attacks on the economies of their nation in the name of beating a virus. Usually when something like this happens in places that appear to be unattached, there are some connections. But I gotta be honest, I have no idea if any or all of these have some ties to the others, or if so, with whom and why they are related in some way. Why is this anger so threatening? That's the easiest question in all this to answer. People's lives have been turned upside down by those who are supposed to make sure everything is okay. And when the entity that has chosen to do that suddenly becomes the entity that shuts down the economic life source for every one of the citizens, tempers, naturally, quickly boil over. And it's the same across the globe. But the protest, while are partly due to economic reasons, most of these countries are democratic or some combination of democracy and socialist in their governments. Their populace is accustomed to working in jobs and being paid for their work, and their pay allows them to survive, paying necessary amounts for their families to make it. Through no choice of their own, no election, and therefore no authorization of shutdowns by the people, citizens find themselves with no jobs and no way to make it financially without government assistance. And turning to federal governments for that assistance leaves bad taste in everyone's mouth. That's why the populace in these countries have resorted to demonstrations and sometimes protest, sometimes they turn violent, to have their lives restored. In each of these countries impacted, there have been numerous epidemics of various sorts through the years, none of which has forced these total lockdowns that are in place today. You know, the U.S. is not the only such country whose citizens have constitutional rights that preclude governments from arbitrarily taking the lockdown and quarantine actions that have been put in place. The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution ensures that Americans' right to free speech and the right to assemble will be unilaterally maintained by the people. And the state governments seem to have weaponized the coronavirus against its own citizens. And their governments have usurped the power retained by the people in the First Amendment to the Constitution. We didn't see that happen in the Spanish flu, the HIV epidemic, H1N1 flu, the swine flu, or any other epidemic. So why now? Honestly, any answer here is totally subjective, and if anyone tells you otherwise, look them in the face and say they're lying to you. We may be given an answer or some answers to the why question, but we don't know right now. What we do know is that our government at the federal level and at state levels had better act quickly to get these skirmishes resolved before protesters create an environment that can easily escalate on the drop of a dime and create real problems for many people. What exacerbates the problem is that none of the experts can give solid and believable information about the virus and what to do about it. We're 3 months into this, folks. We know no more now than we did 3 months ago about COVID-19. Having so many die with just guesses for answers just lights the fires of fear and anguish over and over again. That must be stopped. It's horrible, but typical of Minion government to shed any responsibility or any of this and point to President Trump when blamed by the people. In fairness, at its inception, those same people were prosecuting him for abuse of power. I mean, you can't win one way, you certainly can't win on the other end of the spectrum, can you? But even while that was happening, Mr. Trump established the White House task force to spearhead the quick building of a response team with all the experts that Democrats demanded he bring to the fray already in place. Unilaterally, he didn't have any help from Congress. Remember, they were in the midst of what? Impeaching him. Unilaterally, he quickly, through executive order, closed our borders to any travel from China. It's only done in rare exceptions. Democrats, on the other hand, in all of January and the first week of February this year, dealt with one and only one matter, the impeachment of the president. The House of Representatives were allowed by Speaker Pelosi to take up any coronavirus matters only after February 5th, 6 days after Trump closed our borders to travelers from China. They were too busy attacking him, first in impeachment, and then for racism and xenophobia on his part for the China travel ban. Their own experts would state that Trump's actions doing so saved thousands of U.S. lives. Here's a question for you. Will we discover who, what, and why for all of this? I hope we do, but not for the purpose of blaming someone politically. We need to find out the causes and the causers so we can confront all those involved and implement processes to assure it will never happen again. Shame on any Americans who are scrounging for the answer just to use for ammunition about their counterparts. We're a better nation than that. Let's, while we're looking for those answers, continue to find ways to restart our economy and quickly, efficiently, and safely as possible, put Americans back on the job. Unless we find ways, and find ways quickly to do that, our nation as we know it is doomed. But in retrospect, that may be the actual objective of those who continue to want division and animus in our political atmosphere, knowing it will naturally spill out into the streets and perpetuate that atmosphere there. Nothing but further division can possibly result from that scenario. Who's responsible? Don't look to others for those answers, folks. Watch the players in all this. They'll give you a sign. You'll see the proof of who's making it happen. Just walk into it. Keep your eyes open. And be ready to examine all of the candidates to find the guilty. And we need that to happen immediately. Thank you for being here today. That's a wrap. Very contentious subject. But it's real. And we've got to deal with it. Now let me get you set for something. At 9 o'clock, in just a little while, 9 o'clock, our show, TNN Live, we are presenting explosive information. You make sure that you find a way to listen to our show. You just go to the homepage, just up at the top right side of this story, there's a blue banner that says Listen Live. Click to Listen Live. At 9 o'clock sharp, 9 o'clock central, click on that blue banner. Come right to the broadcast, and we'll begin the conversation. At the very beginning, folks, you don't want to miss it. Again, 9 to 11 a.m. right here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. If you can't make it at 9, we'll see you tomorrow morning right here at TNN, the Truth News Network.
Comedian Pat Paulson said, "The only time there's a credibility gap is when you don't know whether or not the government is lying." Keep tabs on the facts here at TNN, the Truth News Network.